This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the listeners are. No doubt about that. There has never been a doubt of that particular aspect. Anyways, today is Thursday, May the 16th of 2024. Day 137th of the year, and only 229 days left to go. Yes, 229, that is the numero that we have left for us to be able to move on and go on into the world. So, with that being said, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yeah. That's what's going on. So anyways, how have you been? Good, I hope. So listen, I appreciate the people that took a view yesterday of the Lost Bamp video. And it was amazing what people told me right away with sending messages over of, hey, you gave us the raw video, and it looks like we gave you the video that had none of the audio coordination to it, meaning the stuff that comes that we play on the radio. So you got to hear it directly as it's recorded, I guess, on process, and then kind of probably sitting there in certain aspects and going, where's the news stories? Where's the sounds? Yeah, besides my voice, because it looks like we gave you the video that recorded. So totally screwed up on my part. Just a little FYI there. But anyways, thanks for those that listen. The radio people were perfectly fine because the radio does the radio. There is no video. That's why I hate video sometimes when it's all said and done. Anyway, so let's talk real quick about what the show is about. If you're not familiar with what we do around here, we talk about safety. We talk about the news. We talk about safety in the news. Sometimes we do a combination of both. It's kind of weird on how it works. Yeah, so yesterday lost video and apparently lost audio when it's all said and done too. So there you go. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will get you into our system, gives you the options of text messaging, video messaging, and audio messaging, all depending on what you want to do. So, fun stuff, fun times, good times, depending on how you want to look at it, that is for sure. Outside of that, it looks like the world has been turning since we last got to hang out, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, because, you know, that's what we do. We talk about the stuff that's happening. Because that's going to be importante. It's going to be important as we move forward. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we get into this and start talking right away about what in the hell is going on inside of the world? for us to have a minor discussion about, you know, the world of what is trending. So let's go ahead and tell you a little bit about what the heck is going on inside of the world of the news.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, let's see, apparently smugglers are a thing. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Also, Benny Blanco is ready for kids, and Sophie Turner hits back at rumors about her parenting. Also, a Golden Bachelorette has been cast, and John Cena will host Shark Week. Yeah, good old Cena. I like meet some John Cena. He really sounds like he's a good human being overall. Also, a cosmetic company offers Meghan Markle big, easy money. Details about that as we get into the Royales with cheese. So, there you go. That's it. That's the concept. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to talk about. Do you have any questions? Any doubts? Anything along those lines? Well, good. If you do not, let's get it moving. Let's talk real quick about what is going on inside of the world of the news. So let's go ahead and get it started right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Slovakia's Prime Minister is no longer in a life-threatening condition after what's being described as an assassination attempt. That's according to the country's Deputy Prime Minister. Robert Fico was shot several times in an attack in the town of Hanlova. A suspect has been arrested. Associate Fellow at the Royal United Services Institute John Kampfner says he's a populist leader of Slovakia.
He's classically out of the Trump, Orban, Bolsonaro in Brazil, people like that, this figure of the strongman. And he won elections last year, last August, by being a very divisive figure and sort of lavishing praise on Putin, and a bit like Viktor Orban in Hungary, sort of trying to undermine the European Union and NATO on the way. So that gives you some context. And of course, it doesn't in any way seek to justify, let alone contextualize, what's an awful event.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's in Beijing for talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. It's Putin's first trip abroad since being re-elected. Japan and the US are building interceptors for hypersonic missiles under a new contract. The deal follows an agreement between the countries to work together against the threat of hypersonic missiles, which was reached at a Camp David summit back in August. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Japan's Prime Minister has said that the Ukraine conflict of today could be the Indo-Pacific conflict of tomorrow. So Japan is looking to co-develop technology with Washington to counter hypersonic missiles such as those held by China. The Glide Sphere Interceptor is planned for deployment by the mid-2030s. Japan's Defense Ministry calls it a pressing issue, noting that hypersonic weapons in the region have dramatically improved in recent years. The new agreement breaks down responsibility and decision-making processes, a first major step in the project. Defense officials say they hope to decide on Japanese contractors and start the development process by March 2025. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
US President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are set to debate live on television in June. The plan came after Biden said he wanted to arrange two events hosted by news networks rather than those organized by the formal commission. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
After months of waiting for formal confirmation that either man would agree to debate the other, things suddenly came together very quickly. On Wednesday morning, the Biden campaign said the president would not be involved in the three debates planned by the Commission on Presidential Debates that are scheduled for September and October. Instead, he wanted at least two debates, one as early as June, before early voting gets underway. In stepped CNN, offering June the 27th in Atlanta, a date both Biden and Trump have now agreed to. There will be no live studio audience, just the moderator, and reports that the two candidates' microphones will be automatically cut off after their allotted speaking time.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the latest news to buffet aviation giant Boeing. The US Department of Justice is threatening the company with criminal prosecution after finding that it has reneged on an agreement it struck with prosecutors after two fatal crashes of its 737 MAX jets in 2018 and 2019. 346 people died in the crashes in Ethiopia and Indonesia. A deferred prosecution agreement
agreement was signed by the US government with Boeing in 2021, but now investigators say Boeing has failed to adhere to its terms. Robert Clifford, a lawyer based in Chicago, is lead counsel representing some of the families of the dead.
My clients and I are very pleased with the decision by DOJ to go forward with a continued investigation of Boeing's conduct that led to the needless deaths of 346 people. The clients have been urging DOJ to be more transparent in how they evaluate Boeing's conduct. The government determining that there has been a breach of the agreement is critical to the arguments the families have been making for some time.
Boeing denies being out of compliance with its earlier agreement, says it will now cooperate with the Department of Justice. But there is no doubt a possible criminal prosecution has now inched closer. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Slovakia's prime minister is no longer in a life-threatening condition, according to his deputy prime minister, after an assassination attempt. Russian President Vladimir Putin's in Beijing for talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Japan and the US are building interceptors for hypersonic missiles under a new contract. And US President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are set to debate live on television in June. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R. Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R. Safety Show.
Well, you you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks. So with the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs, dietitian approved meals, ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factormeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Here is our main story on the radio.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Okay, here we are, currently 16 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this lovely Thursday, you know, doing all that kind of fun stuff that we get to do. You know, I hate when you and I don't hang out directly and live on, you know, the Whip 'em Out Wednesday stuff, but hey, that's neither here nor there. So let's get into the shit list, because I think that it's time for us to talk about the shit that's going on inside of the world. So let's go into it. The Prime Minister of Slovakia is fighting for his life after a gunman shot him 5 times on Wednesday. A government official said that Robert Fico, or maybe it's Fico, spent more than 3.5 hours in surgery after heading to the hospital. The interior minister said at the press conference that the shooting was politically motivated. The unnamed gunman reportedly made the decision to attack after one of Fico's political colleagues won the national recent presidential election. On even more ominous note, that same interior minister said that we are now on the verge of a civil war. The assassination attempt on the prime minister is evidence. This is according to Politico. So what do you think? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a weird one. I mean, don't you think so? So somebody won, and now we're on the verge of a civil war because you decided to shoot the prime minister. It gets weird. I mean, it gets weird. You know, I don't know. I think that sometimes when I take a look around at some of the stuff that happens that's politically motivated, things get strange. And I mean, they get strange right away. It's like, I don't need no civil war, you know, line from Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 2, Civil War song. But, you know, I look at it and I go, how do we get so hung up in things that we forget about humans? I mean, what makes us humans beings? Yeah, you know, that song too. So we'll just get into that. I mean, I don't know. It's some weird times. That is for sure. So let's talk about this. American Museum of Natural History curated in, a curator and expert Lorenzo Pertini was arrested in Istanbul this week after attempting to smuggle around 1,500 poisonous spiders, not snakes. Tarantulas and scorpion samples out of the country. Some of the venom that he tried to smuggle has a market value of $10 million. What the hell does the venom do? Perdini, who says that he has permits for the samples, has since been released without charge. No word on if he's still in the country. However, you know, just keep that in mind. Because listen, I will tell you, there are people that go to other countries to partake of poisonous venom, and just for the altered state that they'll have in their brain if they give it a whirl. So I don't know. Is that the reason behind this one, or is it something entirely different? I don't know, Aguado. That's why I'm asking the question. Something to think about, of course. So there you go. Also, take a listen to this real quick. When a California woman, 22-year-old woman Miriam Webb, got a new job on Chick-fil-A last year, she went on a viral TikTok posting menu hack videos, ways to create unique off-menu items or enhance existing ones. When she reviewed the company's new cherry berry drinks, her post reached more than 3.6 billion views. Local media approached Chick-fil-A for a comment. It was in a short-sighted move. They told her to cut out the videos while she is in work uniform or clocked in at the location. Mm-hmm. A few weeks later, Webb announced the change and apologized to her fans. That's when Shake Shack swooped in and signed Webb to an influencer deal. Her first video promoting the rival company racked up nearly 4 million views, and they have a long-term partnership in the works. This is according to the New York Post. I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know, everybody has to have their own social media policy on how they do things and everything. But man, if you think somebody is, you know, this is this new digital currency for some people. If you think that somebody's bringing in some likes, some attraction to what you have going on, you might want to consider, you know, letting the person do what they want to do. Like, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this a few days ago. Well, not a few days ago. I was back in Australia and I had a, we'll call her an influencer, come and approach me and say that her views get like 1.84 million interactions. Okay, so that would mean that you would normally have to you normally get about 10% interactions of whatever the hell you have going on. So if you kind of give that some consideration, she was telling me that she has over 18 million people that are looking at her post in the safety world. Yeah, I said that too. In the safety world, like, I don't really tend to believe that somebody's interacting with your post in the world of safety 18 million times. I'm just saying.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Now on food? Yeah, I might believe you. I mean, this girl got 4 million in regards of doing some food stuff. And that was for Shake Shack. And imagine you don't have to do the normal other work. That has to be kind of interesting for you when it comes to that. Anyways, take a listen to this. I got some other stuff. An Iowa woman is begging her city government to allow an exemption of local law so she can keep her emotional support goose. The goose's name is Blue. Angel Queener. Yeah, Queener says the 4 years sober and relies on Blue to manage her PTSD. Bipolar and ADHD, borderline personality disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder. But the city of Cheriton bans keeping geese as pets, which is considered livestock. Queener says that she would sell her house and move before required to part ways. So she credits the maintaining her sobriety. Reps for the city did not respond to the request for comments from the local media. This is according to KCCI. So I want to make sure that I understand this. She has a geese? That is a goose. Excuse me, she has a goose. That is her emotional support animal. And she's willing to move. She's willing to move if the city won't approve it. I mean, who was the other animal that she had before? Was it Grey Goose?
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so take a listen to this. In a surprise morning video, President Joe Biden answered Donald Trump's call to debate ahead of the November election. Biden's terms included an acceptable list of networks to host, no audience, and the microphone to be cut off when it isn't the other guy's turn to speak. In a dueling statement, Trump agreed to show up. However, he told to go in order to debate the incumbent. Within hours, both CNN and ABC News announced that the offers to host these debates. The first one would be on June the 27th, and the second one would be on September the 10th. Worth noting, typically a special commission organizes and negotiates the debates between the two nominees. This will be the first time the two major party nominees debate before their respective nominating conventions. So, I don't know. I think it'll get interesting. I mean, there is no doubt. What else would you think? I mean, there is no other stuff to take a look at. When you hear about this, aren't you excited that we're in the election season? It's always a good time when it is.
Rio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so let's talk by the numbers, because I think that it is time to do so. So take a listen to this. Here's a hat trick. The three major exchanges closed all-time highs on Wednesday. The Dow rose 349 points to close at 39,908. The S&P increased by 61 points to close at 5,309. And the NASDAQ increased by 233 points to close at 16,744. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $82 a barrel. The national price of a gallon of gas was $3.60 on Wednesday. So there you go. There's some stuff to think about. And Bitcoin surged on Wednesday, up nearly 7%, trading right at 65,800. There was more than 4,625 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, with more than about 200 cancellations. Yeah, some severe weather in the east. So there you go. There you go. Also, Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $393 million jackpot or $181 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it'll be time to do so, because it's all about the game. And now we're playing. So take a listen to this. Benny Blanco is ready to settle down and start a family with his girlfriend, Selena Gomez, opening up about the future on The Howard Stern Show. The music producer shared how serious he is about the actress. No word on whether or not a proposal is happening soon. Or do you look at it and go, didn't Bieber just announce that he's having a kid and weren't they together? And maybe that's a whole other story of stuff to talk about later on. Maybe later on, not right now. Who knows? I'm just saying. So there you go. What else do we have? Did you hear about this? This was making the news yesterday. I sat there and watched a whole news story on this, and I was kind of shocked. But let me tell you. Do you know who Angie Harmon is? You know, she was like Law and Order, some different cop shows and stuff like that. So Angie Harmon is suing the guy who fatally shot her dog. No, seriously, this is not a joke. So, remember, the actress claims that Instacart delivery driver Christopher Anthony Reed shot and killed her dog outside of her home in April. He says the dog was aggressive towards him and he fired a shot in self-defense. So, this happened, okay? So, this was back in April, but I was watching a news story on it yesterday because there's a lawsuit now. And, you know, anytime that that you do a lawsuit, you're going to get some attention. Also, originally, the guy claimed that it was self-defense. So by claiming self-defense, automatically null and void, kind of closes everything out. Bye-bye, take care, goodbye for now. You know, that type of thing. So elsewhere in the lawsuit, Harmon states that the guy shouldn't have been on her property with the gun to begin with and is suing Instacart for trespassing, conversions, negligence, negligent hiring, invasion of privacy, confliction of emotional distress. And she is seeking $25,000 in damages. Now, a portion that's left out here, Angie thought that she was talking to somebody else the whole time, because this guy was claiming that he was a girl in regards to doing the delivery. So the people that delivered the stuff wasn't the actual person that delivered it. I know. It gets weird. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what's going to happen here with the world of motion video, because that's what's going to happen. So Angie Harmon, you know, kind of a well-known actress. If you don't recognize her by name, I'm pretty sure that if you saw her, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I've seen her in some stuff. So there you go. So let's talk about this real quick. Sophie Turner is hitting back against claims that she isn't a good mom. Speaking on British Vogue, the actress says that the rumors of her being a partier are not true. I hurt because I really do completely torture myself over every more that I make as a mother, every move that I make as a mother. Mom guilt is real. I kept having to say to myself, none of this is true. You are a good mom. And you have never been a partier, she explained. Turner shares that her two daughters and ex-husband with Joe Jonas. So there you go. I don't know. I mean, does it, I don't know. Does the court of public opinion matter that much when it comes to stuff? I mean, I don't know. I never know. I never know when it comes to it. So take a listen to this. Sean Combs appears to have posted a cryptic message relating to his current state of affairs on Instagram. Because, you know, when I want to post about my current state of affairs, Insta is definitely the way to, the place to go. The post reads, time tells truth. He captioned, simply love. Combs didn't turn on the comment section, which quickly, filled with support and hate towards the messages. I don't know. It just gets so strange. It gets so strange right away on what people want to talk about with all this weird stuff that happens inside of the world. Okay, so at the beginning, I started talking about some stuff that about the Royals. Should we jump into that? Yeah, let's do that real quick. Let's do that. With the buzz about Suits reboots in the work, Meghan Markle could get a big payday in return in her character, but not from the network. Instead, German cosmetic company Biolton? Reported a favorite of Markle said that they would shell out $1 million per second of on-screen time if she gets in any reboot. $1 million per second. In social media message addressed to the Suits producer, the makeup company says that we are offering you $5 million for 5 second appearance of Meghan Markle with our biological Botox gel, Biolton, if in your TV series of Suits, adding that they've formally extended the offer to Markle's agent as well. This is according to Express. $5 million for 5 seconds. I thought I was doing good, would give it 8 seconds, but 5 seconds. 5 seconds, $5 million. That sounds like a deal of deals. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, 32 minutes past top of the hour. So if you hang out around here, you probably have a good idea what's going to happen next. So let's go ahead and get into our main story. No, seriously, main story time. Let's do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, sometimes I say all I needed was some inspiration before I do somebody some harm. But all joking aside, as I say that, I mean, if you kind of hang out here, you understand some of the music references. If not, that's okay, too. But let's talk about this, because there's some things to talk about. There's some things to move forward with. And I have to take a look around and talk and go, hey, can we address this for a moment? Sometimes as you get up, sometimes as you're working, sometimes as you look around, there are things that you do because work is requiring it. But then there are other times in life that you take a look around and you go, I do not feel inspired. I do not feel inspired about moving forward. I do not feel inspired about what I am doing. I do not feel inspired. So, what do you do to get inspiration? No, like seriously, like what do you do to get inspiration? Some people go for a walk. Some people call it a hike because, you know, they have mountains because they don't understand that walking and hiking is kind of similar, unless you're doing true hiking, but that's a whole other story. Some people go to the beach. Some people go to the mountains. Some people go here. Some people take time off. Some people go meditate. Some people go into, you know, deprivation tanks. I mean, there's just a whole different sourcing of things that you can do. So here's my question. When you need motivation, what do you do? Now, I will tell you, if there's something that is at work that's bothering me and I don't know how to move forward, I depend a lot on books. And let me phrase this correctly, because some people are going to be like, you read books? Well, I listen to books, and I know that could become a whole other story because audiobooks are so important. So yesterday, I probably spent a good 7 hours, give or take, with an audiobook because I need information to come back and talk about and things along those lines. So if you are going to turn to a book to be inspired, to help move forward within your organization, to help move things that are going on, what book would you default to? I mean, there's a number of books. Some people might tell you Think and Grow Rich. Some people might tell you the Bible. Some people might tell you this. Some people might tell you that. I think there's so many different books that are out there that you can get inspiration from in regards of the work that we do. And listen, everybody has a formality of a book. I think that Sam Goodman has the book, 10 Things to Not Make Safety Suck. You have some other books that are out there that are broken down into mini clips. You have some of the stuff that Brett Sutton has been putting out, which are the kind of like the little guidebooks in regards to some different aspects. You have some on learning teams, some of the introduction to hop, and some other aspects like that. The one that I have always defaulted to for looking for inspiration when it comes to stuff related to work, I'll talk about this one. It's a Simple Revolutionary Acts one. And the reason why I default to this is because you have like normal basic stuff just on the top of the pages. So if you're on the video, I mean, you can see it at the very top. You can see the stuff of, okay, this is what we can talk about today. And I mean, like this page, page 19, help people realize that work is not fair. And it goes into not a very long thing, but just a portion that tells you, hey, this is the stuff to discuss. And there's something to discuss. Now, I will share with you, as I mentioned this, there are other books that do similar stuff. And I mean, probably some of them I probably shouldn't mention by because of who the author was. And people will be like, what? You read stuff? Yes, I read all kinds of random shit. But I look at it and I go, if you need something to be able to move forward with, maybe that is the aspect to look at it. You go, okay, we're going to add this on. We're going to look at this, we're going to look at that, and then we're going to move forward with it. Opposed to it being one of those things that we just don't go anywhere with it. We have the information available and go, okay, there are pages that I can go to. Because, listen, inspiration and inspiring others sometimes is a big thing. And some people get up and scream and shout and push up to death and all that kind of fun stuff. I mean, I guess that's one way of getting some people inspired. But at the end of the day, what is going to make you happy? What is going to make you look and go, okay, I'm inspired. Let's inspire some others with what is going on. I try to keep it as close to the source material as possible. That's me personally. You need to decide what's going to work best for you in your org and see what's going to happen there.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
With streams so crisp that you can feel the sarcasm in your ear holes. Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
More hints to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Radio.
Okay, here you are. We're back on the Rated R Safety Show. Currently 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, just in case if you have not figured it out. That one, Lucha with Work. Featuring Slanks. Song's readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. Why not? Because you know you got to put in that work. So there you go. Fun times. Always some good stuff going on around here. No doubt. Put in that work. So there you go. Put in that work. So let's go ahead and get into it. We need to talk. We need to hang out. We'd like to thank Lucha for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, put in that work, 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 work. There you go. Always some fun times as we get to play some more music. But let's talk about the most important thing that I am ever going to tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now. Things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. It's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, click on the far right-hand side. There's a section that talks about finding help. Once you get there, addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few, you have individual buttons that you can click on that can take you to information related to those things and where you can actually get more info. So if you go there and you can't find what you're looking for, there is a portion that says suggest a program or international resources or frequently asked questions. There's also scholarships available on the website. So all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's continue talking about some other stuff. So take a listen to this real quick, if you don't mind. And if you do mind, I apologize that you minded about me talking about some of these things that I'm talking about, because it's going to be important for us to talk about. So that's why I talk about the things that I think are important. Huh? Yeah, I said all that stuff. I did. I really did. But what I wanted to say, because I thought it was important to share, is, do you know about the Conklin Conference? Yeah, Conklin Conference number 3 coming up. Santa Fe, New Mexico, going down September the 10th through the 12th. Would love to see you in Santa Fe. Would love to see you in Santa Fe. If you want to come and hang out with us, it'll be Todd Conklin, Mark Yeston, Bob Edwards, Jen Long, and myself all there. I'll be doing the hosting duties, that's for sure. But if you want to come and hang out and talk about the world of human and organizational performance, we would love to see you there. Cover some information with you over those 3 days, 10th, 11th, and 12th of September. Santa Fe, New Mexico. Find out more information at safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io. Or, you know, you can just go to safetyfm.com and find out some information listed right there as well. So there you go. That's what's going on inside of the world. La maravilla, la maravilla. So there, all that fun stuff. So let's talk about some other stuff that is going on inside of the world, because we're all constantly talking. Let's see. We're not going to talk about music yet. We'll talk about that on our numero dos. But in the news that just might come as a surprise, anyone who uses their screen time to silently clone the social media profiles of their ex or his or her perfect new partner. A recent study shows that 2.4 million people found that, believe it or not, being online might actually improve your well-being. The research published in the Journal of Technology, Mind, and Behavior claims that to include more geographic diversity than most previous studies, which might make it more accurate than previous conclusion, which have tended to find the opposite. It was found that people with internet access scored 8% higher on measures of life satisfaction and contentment with their social media life and sense of purpose than those without internet. That's about the same positive impact that people get in taking a walk in nature. The way I see it, you could probably double your benefit by taking a walk into nature while you're online. Hello, Pokemon. I mean, think about that a few years ago. And thank God for a while there, I thought that they were going to tell me that I needed to go outside and touch grass or something. So that's something else to think about. And, you know, this also has been sponsored by the providers of telephone service providers and internet service providers out there in regards of what they found in this study.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
I mean, I don't know if it's stupid, but it's something to talk about. Let's talk about this. Pizza Hut is finally getting into the burger game, sort of. This week, the restaurant's announced that it's a brand new cheeseburger melt, which consists of Parmesan-crusted thin crust melt, filled with beef plus smoked bacon, onions, mozzarella, cheddar cheese, and with a bit of burger sauce on the side. So there's no traditional bun, but hey there, it's Pizza Hut, so what did you expect? And can I get one of those things as a pizza topping? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a weird one. So it's a pizza that tastes like a burger with a thin crust, so you can have something, so that way you can have a pizza that tastes like a burger, but you'll pay like $10, $12 for a pizza when you can get a burger for probably half of that. I mean, I don't know. That seems like a weird one. I don't know. Maybe we should just do something else. Let's do something a little bit. Let's make some people happy. Let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life, because I think that John has what it takes to make us motivated with the Motivation Minute. So let's go ahead and do that right now.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Nathan. Benjamin Franklin said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." I think many of us can agree with this quote. I may have mentioned this before, but I have some weird connection to Ben Franklin. I feel like I knew him, and I know that's weird because he died way before I was even born. But my interest in Franklin led me to read his autobiography. He was such a smart man, but also a little off his rocker. He had written a letter to the gout in his foot, then he decided, hey, I'm going to put that in my autobiography. Why? There was also a short story about these sisters. One was able to do many things, and the other one was not able to do much. The sisters were the left hand and the right hand.
Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Yeah, self-implosion and airwaves always seems like a good combination of things to talk about. No doubt about that. So there you go. So let's do this. Let's talk about some whack facts real quick. A study found that having a cat in your house is emotionally equivalent to having a romantic partner. Tears you cry when you're upset contains a hormone that is a natural painkiller. The Olympic world record for the longest human long jump is greater than the world record for the longest horse jump. Think about that. Also, 99% of Finns take a sauna at least once a week. The word school comes from the word ancient Greek for free time. And cupcakes can be addictive as cocaine. So, but I don't hear songs about cupcakes. I hear songs about cocaine. What did I say? Did I say something wrong? Okay, cool. I'm just checking because it sounded like I might have. So there you go. So let's talk about some things that happened back on this date as I take a look around. Let's see. Let's go to 2005. I think that's what I want to do. Let's go to 2005. Sony announces the newest gaming platform, the PlayStation 3. It would not hit shelves for another year, however. It was popular until the release of the Xbox. So there you go. Some things to think about. 2005. 19 years ago. Anyways, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Grayson Chrisley turns 18. Cole Sillinger turns 21. Miles Heiser turns 30. Thomas Brody Sangster turns 34. Mahadi Prinsloo turns 36. Megan Fox turns 38 today. Joseph Morgan, 43. Tori Spellings turns 51. Tucker Carlson turns 55. Janet Jackson, 58. Pierce Bronson turns 71. And Danny Trejo, he turns 80. I would have never guessed that. So there you go. Some Danny Trejo for you, turning 80 today. What else? If you need some days of the year to celebrate, well, I have some of those. It's Horse Rescue Day, Global Accessibility Awareness Day, National Love a Tree Day, International Day of Living Together in Peace, Wear Purple for Peace Day, National Waiters Day, International Boys Day, International Day of Light, National Mimosa Day, National Notebook Day, National Piercing Day, National Barbecue Day, National Sea Monkey Day, and last but not least, National Biographers Day. Yeah, because you need a day for that. So there you go. That's the whole cluster of the different days that you can celebrate. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a random joke for today, let me give you one of these. No one has seen you at your worst more than the people who work at the store that you live 1 minute away from. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Besides your phone, which of your possession is so precious that if you dropped it in a public toilet, you'd reach right in and grab it? I don't even think I would do that for my phone. Well, that's a whole other story. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 1 in 9 people say that they have considered moving to this for this reason. What is it? Bad cell phone or internet service? I mean, I guess if you had both, you'd kind of be screwed. But I don't know. I've been looking at some other things recently going, man, internet's everywhere. I want a Google balloon. If you don't know what it is, look it up. You might get very bored, but very interested all at the same time in regards of what the Google balloon does for internet signal. But then again, I mean, I look at Starlink and I guess Starlink seems like it might be pretty awesome depending on where you're actually located. And some of the speeds that you can get on that thing seems to be pretty impressive. I don't know, but the T-Mobile one too. Anyways, I'm gonna start talking about internet service providers if I'm not too careful there. So anyways, that's going to sum it up. There you go. That's our time. Top of the hour. I'll be going over to Radio Big. Children Primus will be walking in here on Safety FM. So you have your choices, music and entertainment, or you can listen to how to become a safety consultant, depending on where you're going to hang out. No doubt about that. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The quality of your life is the quality of your relationships. The quality of your life is the quality of your relationships. Keep that in mind. Anyways, I know who you are. Duh. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.